elders and what we see amongst the youth today. It's very different. We don't appreciate what our elders have done for us. We do not appreciate what the ulama have done for us. And when I speak about elders, I don't only refer to the elders of Da'wat and Tabligh. I'm also referring to the elders of our community. The youngsters of Masjid Quba well know how difficult it was to make this masjid and the effort they had to put behind it. Speaking the language, being professionals, having the connections. Yet our very elders, 30, 40, 50 years ago, lack of professionalism, a big language barrier. But mashallah, what they have done for us, it is the greatest sadaqah jariyah for them. The younger generation, and I am talking to anyone who's under 30 and below, start appreciating what your elders have done for you. If it wasn't for them, then our country would have been like another Brazil, South American countries, where when Jamaats go, people who are from the clan or the tribe of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people who are Arabs who migrated from Muslim countries like Syria, they lost their iman because no effort was taking place. So before we move on, we should all say alhamdulillah to this effort of Da'wat and Tabligh. There's many efforts taking place, and the ulama know better. The masajid, the madaris, the durus, all these are efforts that are taking us to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Da'wat and Tabligh is also the same effort. My father once mentioned there is a family in Batli, all brothers are huffaz and ulama. Their father was standing in the cinema line. And early in the days, when Muslims migrated from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh to this country, a Jamaat from Pakistan came. And they pulled this person out. And that changed his life. And today all his children and grandchildren are serving the deen. Huffaz and ulama and mufteen. But where did it start from? Did it start from, and no criticism to the ulama, it started from a layman's jamaat that came from Pakistan to give da'wah. So don't underestimate this effort. We are blessed. Now continuing with today's program, we are human beings. And a human being, throughout his life, he goes through many stages in life. First, our souls met in Alamul Arwah, the world of souls. Then we come into this worldly life. And in this worldly life, there are many stages. There is Tufula. Then you have someone who is called a Murahiq. You have Shabab. Then you have Kuhula. Then you have Shaykhukha. And then you have Ardharul Umr. And if people to see Ardharul Umr, after that, it is maut, death. So a child is born. He goes through infancy. He's a toddler. He is fully dependent on his parents. He cannot walk. He cannot talk. Changing him, parents are doing everything the parents are doing for him. That stage passes by, and a child becomes the age of 5, 7, 9, 11, 13. He starts to speak the language. He starts understanding his surroundings. And that part of his life also passes. Infancy gone, he's a young boy. He reaches before the age of puberty. On a lighter note, I say to the students in madrasa, that has any one of you reached cloud 9? Meaning, has any one of you had a wet dream or a nocturnal emission? This is the age where a human being then becomes accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, after Murahik, he becomes Baligh. And now he's growing up and he is in his youth, Shabab. What is Shabab? The ulama have written here, Bakuratul Hayat. It is the dawn of life. The dawn of life. And the years of Shabab are the best days of one person's life. Again, the ulama give the example that when the fruits of the season start arriving, the best ones are the first harvests. Likewise, in this stages, this marahil of our life, the human life, the stage of Shabab is the most important one. That's why the Arabs would never mourn or regret or have remorse over any part of their life except for their youth, Shabab. أَلَا لَيْتَ الشَّبَابَ يَعُودُ يَوْمًا فَأُخْبِرُهُ بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمَشِيبُ. کاش جوانی ایک دن میری لوٹ آتی کہ میں اس کو بتا سکتا کہ بڑھاپے نے میرے ساتھ کیا کیا. I wish my youth returns back one day so I can inform him what old age has done to me. And Islam has also given a lot of emphasis on the youth, on Shabab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he mentions Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, سَمِعْنَا فَتَنْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ. What's the ayat of the Quran? يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. When the idols were broken and people were questioning who did this, so the people said, there is one youngster, one youth, Fatan. His name is Ibrahim. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the youth. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمُنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. Story of the people of the cave. Who were they? Who rebelled against the community they were living in. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ. They were youth. آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. Against all odds, they accepted iman. They believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. And we increased them in guidance. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that all the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, they were sent when they were young. وَلَا أُوْتِيَ الْعِلْمَ عَالِمٌ إِلَّا وَهُوَ شَابٌ. Not stereotyping, but majority of the time, most cases, a learned person learns ilm when he is a young person. Because once you become engaged in worldly affairs, it's very difficult. Yes, you continue reading, but to become a student who enrolls into an Islamic seminary or even secular education becomes difficult, with many challenges a person faces in his life. And who were the people who accepted the call of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Were they elderly people or were they the young people? Just look at the four al-khulafa al-rashidun. And then look at the 10 al-asharat al-mubashara. The four khulafa, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 37, 38 years old. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 24, 27. 27. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 34. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 10 years old. And the ulama have mentioned, the ashara mubashara, they were all young. Shabab is until the age of 40 and some say 45. They were all younger. They fitted that age. The people who responded to the call of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were all shabab, they were all youngsters. We know in this worldly life, If someone wants to become a successful businessman, or he wants to become successful in any aspect of his life, it is the effort he puts in when he is a youngster. This age is very important. It's very critical. You can either make yourself or break yourself. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is dispatching the army of Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu before he passed away. He was very young, in his teens. So in the stages of life, we have, when we are in our infancy, when we are a young child, then we have this thing that is called Shabab. We'll come back to Shabab. Let's continue with the journey of life. Then you have something that is called Kuhula, middle-aged. And of course, different definitions, different ages have been given. Some ulama mentioned between the ages of 40 and 60. Then 60 to 70 or 80, they say it is Shaykhuka, it is old age. Then Ardul Umur, meaning the end of life. Once a person leaves this dunya, then before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned earlier, we'll be held accountable for our actions. Let's go to the akhirah a little bit, then we'll come back to the dunya again. When a person will die and he will be resurrected before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every man, every woman will be questioned. Any adult, he will be questioned. And there will be many questions asked. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ Detain them. They will be questioned. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانَ There will be a conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one of his servants. And there will be no translator. Direct communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So of course this person will be scared. So what will he do? He will look to his right. فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. So he will look to his right and he will see the good actions he has sent forth. Then he will look to his left and he will see the bad deeds he sent forth. And then he will look towards the front and he will see Jahannam. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that save yourself from the fire of Jahannam even if it means you give a small or half a date in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very important we learn from this hadith, that do not underestimate any good action of yours. Removing something on the footpath can be a means of your najat on the day of judgment. Feeding a cat, we know the story. And then keeping the, feeding the thirsty dog and the lady who prevented food and water from the cat. One was what? An immoral lady. And the other one was a worshipper. Our beards shouldn't deceive us. Our jubba shouldn't deceive us. Our attendance in the masjid shouldn't deceive us. That I am the most pious before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A small action. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say spending mountains of gold in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ وَلَوْ بِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ A good word can save a person from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't underestimate any action. So this person will have this private conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith which I read before you, and we are talking about the questioning on the day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith that a person will not be able to move from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he is asked five questions. his gathering with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be dismissed. Every human being will be asked these five questions. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "An umrihi fima afna." How did he spend his life? And then he says, "Wa'an shababihi fima abla." First question is regarding the entire life. And then from the entire life, what will be taken out? Our shabab. Not when we were young. Not when we are middle-aged or old. This big chunk of our life, which is the most important part of our life. The second question will be regarding our shabab from our life. So two questions regarding life. And then two questions regarding our wealth. And the last question regarding the knowledge and the actions that followed. So a person will be questioned regarding his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him about his youth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him that وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَ أَنْفَقَهُ. That where did you earn your wealth from? And where did we spend your wealth? Is the food HMC? That's the only thing that goes on our mind. But do we ever question our earnings? Two questions regarding wealth. Not only what we consumed, what we had. No. The source of your income, is that halal? And after the source of our income, then where did you spend your wealth? And consumption, intake, is not only about halal and haram. It's all, وَفِيمَ أَنْفَقَهُ. The word here is infaq, where did you spend it? So many unnecessary costs we bring to our own selves. The lavish weddings we have, no need. There are levels of expenditure. And Mufti Rashid Ahmad Ludhianwi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Ahsan Fatawa, has written a detailed article on this. So two questions regarding our life, two questions regarding our wealth, and the last question, that the ilm that you had learned, the ilm that you had received, and how much did you act on it? A person will be called on the day of judgment. And our teacher, whenever he would mention this hadith, he would cry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call forth a person. He will call three people. He will call an alim. He will call the one who was very generous and who was a mujahid, who was a warrior. If you look at all these three actions, they are the most noblest of actions. Ilm, alim, knowledge. Allah has given you wealth to spend wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over here, let me digress a little. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about jihad, and he talks about spending wealth, and he talks about spending our life, giving our life. Amwal and anfus. In the whole Quran, in every single ayat where amwal and anfus has been mentioned, where wealth and the person has been mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions wealth first, then he mentions mal. There is only one ayat in the Quran that is talking about divine transaction. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. This is the only place in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions anfus, a person's life, before his wealth. So a question the ulama have put forth, and they have answered it, that why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention wealth? And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention giving of life after? Giving of life for the cause of Allah, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know how it is. It's a very noble deed. So one answer given, and this is not always the case, because sometimes it can be flipped. So the answer the ulama give is, because when a person gives wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that wealth can be used in many different ways. So in the example, I know this is to do with jihad, but I will still mention it, that a person may buy weapons through it. A person may hire other personnel or recruit an army. So his good action through the wealth are many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we can continue the list. Same with the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who's given wealth, then of course the rewards are many. And by giving your life, it's only one deed. But at times, the ulama mentioned that sometimes the anfus, giving the life, can be more virtuous than spending the wealth. Why? Because the person who's giving his life, he may have a great mind. So he's very strategic in planning. And he has many ideas of how to overcome the enemy in jihad and in other good deeds. It's a short answer I've given, but of course we can look into it. So in the whole Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about maal first, and then anfus, the life after. Except for one place, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the anfus, our life first. Our life and our wealth both belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So going back to the questioning, that a person will be questioned, five questions will be asked. Then we moved on to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a generous person will be brought forth, an Ali will be brought forth, and the third person will be a mujahid. Each of this action is a very noble action. But when he will be questioned that, why do you learn knowledge? He said, Allah, I did it for you. But Allah knows what's inside the heart. Allah said, you never did it for me. You did it so and so will praise you. You could hear the praises. You have been praised, then he will be taken to Jahannam. A rich person will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similar communication, dialogue with Allah. Why did you spend in the path of Allah? Allah, I did it to please yourself, to help your deen. No, you did it because you may be called generous. And you have been called generous in the dunya. Now, take him to Jahannam. And the third person, the one who gave his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person, again, same communication, I did it for you, but Allah will say, no, you did it so people can call you a warrior, a strong person, a brave man. And you have been called in the worldly terms. And this person will also be taken to Jahannam. Today, moving on the same, the questions. And we are human beings, so of course, the love for wealth is natural. But having so much can be disastrous for a person on the day of judgment. Two people will meet, two believers, they will meet on the gate of Jannah. مُؤْمِنٌ غَنِيٌّ وَمُؤْمِنٌ فَقِيرٌ. A rich believer and a poor believer. The poor believer will be given entry into Jannah. He will enter Jannah. And this rich person will be detained. So the person who's entered, the faqir, he's anxious, he's worrying, he's waiting for this person. So after some time, this person will come into Jannah. And the faqir, the poor person, will ask the rich person, that ma habasaka, what detained you? And then he will say that I was detained. And then the faqir will again say to the person that I feared for you. It took so long for you to come into Jannah. This person will reply that I was stopped. And this stop was so terrifying and so harsh. And he says that, مَا وَصَلْتُ إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى سَالَ مِنِّي مِنَ الْعَرَقِ. that for me to reach you before that, and this scene was so terrifying that I was drenched in my sweat. And how much sweat? He says that if 1,000 camels, أَكِلَ تُحَمْذٍ, who had eaten a bitter plant, were to drink from my sweat, then it would quench their thirst. The accountability will be greater for the people who have a lot. Not saying it's good. At-Tajir al-Saruq al-Amin, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that talk about businessmen who are very honest in their dealings, very truthful, and their maqam, their status will be with the anbiya and the shuhada and the salihun. But the severe warning is for those people who don't, who earn, and then they don't know exactly what they are doing with their wealth. So on the Day of Judgment, we will be questioned. And many questions, a question regarding Quran will be asked. Five questions. From the five questions, Shabab. How important is Shabab? We talked about Shabab in the dunya. Then we talked about Shabab in the questioning. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makers of these people, that Ahlul Jannati Jurdun Murdun Kuhlun La Tafna Thiyab La Tafna La Yafna Shababuhum Wala Tafna Liba Wala Tafna. Then the hadith continues. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the people of Jannat, they will be Jurdun, hairless, Murdun, beardless. Of course, hair will be, eyebrows will be there, the hair on the head will be there, which brings a person beauty. So beardless, hairless, kuhlun, kuhl, surma in the eyes, la tafna thiyabuhum, their clothing won't fade, and their shabab won't fade. La tafna, la yafna shababuhum, their shabab, their young age will not fade, and their clothing will not wear out. When we started off the discussion regarding the Shabab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in the Quran. And then we talked about the Sahaba who were of great help to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were all youngsters. In the Akhirat, we'll be questioned regarding our youth. And the people, when they enter Jannat, they will be also given the age of 30, 33, according to different aqwal. The most important part of our life is our youth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, 70 qurra were made shaheed. In the incident of Bir Ma'una, we don't have time to go through it. These 70 people, the hadith mentions that they were part of the Ahlul Sufa, some of them, who spend day in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid, learning. And then when the majalis would disperse, they would go away. Their family would think that they are in the masjid, and the people of the masjid would think that they are with their families. Yet look at their passion for learning deen. They would be in one of the corners of Medina, in a house, learning deen. Early in the morning, they would gather wood, bring water, then put it before the hujra of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when a certain community needed some qurra to go and teach, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent 70 qurra. According to some ulama, 10% of the Muslims at that time. And these people were not old people. Again, the word mentioned in that hadith is they were shabab. And they were mercilessly massacred. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered Qunutun Nazila for 15 days consistently. This is one of the missing sunnahs in our life today. That whenever Muslims go through halat, rarely we have Qunutun Nazila. Some masajid are doing it, mashallah. Regarding the youth, the hadith, which is a very famous one, there will be 7 people under the shade of the arsh on the day of judgment. One will be Imamun Adil, a just ruler. Why will he be given the shade? The task of an imam, the task of a leader is great. They have a great responsibility. They have authority and they have power. And we have seen what's happened in Syria. And the dhulm that has been done. So Imamun Adil, a just person, anyone who has been given any authority over any person, the imam of the masjid, the muhtamim of the madrasa, the employee, the manager, all these are big roles. So be just in your dealings. And the second one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, a youngster, he had many temptations. The youth of today, we know how it is. You live in more challenging times than when we were growing up. I didn't see a mobile phone until the age of, I think, 20. In the final year of our madrasa, 3210 or something came out. But the distractions for the youth today are many. And one of the greatest distractions and the greatest time waster is social media. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, a youngster having so many temptations and so many distractions, yet he spends his youth in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then of course on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him shade. And there will be no other shade than the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my friends, my youngsters, because there's majority are youth over here. It's important that we should know what we are doing with our lives. What is the purpose of our life? The purpose of our life is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, every Saturday we hear, every Sunday, whenever the umumi gasht is, my success, your success, lies in following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shown to us by the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our purpose of life. Understand La ilaha illallah. Understand Muhammadur Rasulullah. Once we have recited this kalima, then we are different from John and David and Jennifer outside. Our role model should be different. Our way of life should be different. I may be wrong, but don't quote me on this. I think it is Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi, the Hakim of this Ummah. Amazing personality. Amazing person. And his knowledge, subhanallah. He says that when the ijab and qubool is done at the time of nikah, proposal and acceptance. Aapne qubool kiya, maine qubool kiya. He says that after this, that person should be very different from now. He is not a youngster, no. He is a person with responsibility. The responsibility is to look after his spouse and for her to look after him. Only this, these 2-3 words. Do you accept? Yes, I accept. Now the late parties with your friends should end. Because you have someone you have been given responsibility over. You are spending a lot of time with your friends. That should be cut down. Be an adult. Act like an adult. So likewise with the kalima is a great responsibility. What is La ilaha illallah? Translation is, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. But who is Allah? Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a Bedouin. And this Bedouin in his Nafal Salah was making a very beautiful dua. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam liked the words. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to another person that once he finishes his salah, bring him to me. This person was brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Look at the tawadu of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that he's acknowledging the dua of a Bedouin, a Baddu, a Dihati, a villager. Today we have a bit of knowledge and we become arrogant. Over there, the one who gave us all this knowledge, who gave us the Quran, who gave us the Sunnah, he is learning from a Bedouin. He is recognizing and acknowledging the Bedouin. So he says to this Sahabi that when he finishes his salah, bring him to me. Authentic narration. So when he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam says that, where are you from? So he says, Banu Amir ibn Sa'sa'a. That's the tribe he was from. Then some spoils of war, some gold had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said to him that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam gave him some gold. And then he asked him, "Hal tadri lima wahabtu laka al-dhahab?" Do you know why I have given you this gold? So the Bedouin, being a Bedouin, said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, "Lirrahimi baynaka wa bayni wa baynak." For some lineage, for some family relationship between us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no. I gave you this. أَنَّ لِلْرَحِيمِ حَقًّا. First he acknowledged that yes, relationships have rights. And then he said, وَلَكِنْ وَهَبْتُ لَكَ الذَّهَبَ بِحُسْنِ ثَنَائِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. I have given you this goal because of the way you wonderfully and beautifully praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this dua. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun wa la yasifuhu al-wasifun wa la tughayyiru al-hawadith wa la yakhsha al-dawa'ir ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal wa makail al-bihar wa 'adad qatr al-amtar wa 'adad warak al-ashjar wa 'adad ma atma 'alayhi al-layl wa ashraqa 'alayhi an-nahar wa la tuwari minhu sama'un sama'a wa la ardhun ardha wa la bahrun ma fi qa'ri wa la bahrun ma fi qa'ri wa la jabalun ma fi wa'rihi ij'al khayra 'umri akhira وخير أيامي وخير عملي خواتيمه وخير أيامي يوم القاك فيه. Very beautiful the way he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يا من لا تراه العيون. Oh, the one who no eyes have seen. ولا تخالطه الظنون. When a person and the human intellect starts comprehending who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, it will be beyond human comprehension. ولا يصفه الواصفون. When a describer starts depicting the awsaf and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't be able to give it justice. The inks, the oceans will dry, the pens will also dry. وَلَا تُغَيِّرُ الْحَوَادِثِ. Effect doesn't bring change to him. وَلَا يَخْشَ الدَّوَائِرِ. He is not afraid through the change of events. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلَ Jibal. He knows the weight of the mountains. Human intellect is discovering so many things today. Yet still they say that 90% or more of the ocean has not yet been discovered. But over here, look at this. يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلَ الْجِبَالِ. He knows the weight of the mountains. وَمَكَائِيلَ الْبِحَارِ. He knows the measure of the oceans. How much water there is. وَعَدَدَ قَطْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ. The drops that are falling down, he knows the count. He knows how many drops are coming. He knows of the past, he knows of the present, he knows of the future. وَعَدَدَ وَرَقِ الْأَشْجَارِ. The number of the leaves on the trees in this world, Allah knows that. وَعَدَدَ مَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ وَأَشْرَقَ عَلَيْهِ النَّهَارِ. Anything on that that has been shrouded with darkness, in the darkness of the night. Anything that has been given light to during the daylight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of that. لَا تُوَارِي مِنُ سَمَاءٌ سَمَاءَ وَلَا أَرْضٌ أَرْضًا. One heaven from the other heaven, one earth from the other heaven, other earth, cannot hide it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is in the middle of the mountain, what is in the depth of the ocean, is not hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this praise by this Bedouin, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him gold. Then the concluding, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is how we should make dua, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send salutations to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then conclude the dua. And then again durood, and then complete the dua. Make the best part of my life the last part of my life. Make the best actions of my life the last actions of my life. And make my best days the days I meet you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our Creator, this is our Allah. And it is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we praise in every single salat, in every single rak'ah. Yet how many people, when they stand and recite Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, they ponder over the meaning. Every person in this gathering should know the meaning of Fatiha. And the last 10 surahs minimum. And every recital that is read in ritual that is recited in ruku, sujood, including tashahud, durood, Ibrahim, and after durood. Youngsters say, I don't enjoy salah. What is the purpose? How are you going to benefit and enjoy your salah if you do not know what you are saying in salah? So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabb, one translation, master, the Lord of the universes. One of the Arab ulama, when he explains only the word Rabb, what is Rabb? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are talking about. Fatiha is the praise of Allah. Rabbil Alameen, quality of Allah. Rahman Rahim, quality of Allah. Maliki Yawmiddin, quality of Allah. Rabb is the Khalik. Rabb is the Malik. And Rabb is the Mudabbir. Who is the Lord? The one who created everything. Khaliqu kulli shay. He is the creator of everything. Everything that we can see, everything we can't see, everything our minds can perceive, and everything that our minds cannot perceive. Sustainer, rizq, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ownership belongs to who? Malik Yawmiddin, that's separate, sorry. Razik, Khalik, and Mudabbir. So the meaning of the word Rabb is Khalik, the creator, the one who created everything, he's in charge of the affair, he's in charge of the rizq and sustenance, and he's the arranger of the affairs of this dunya, Mudabbir. Malik Yawmiddin, the owner of the day of recompense. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. Our worship belongs only to you, O Allah. We seek your help, O Allah. When we recite La ilaha illallah, this is our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will create within you the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no better joy in the world than having the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great Sheikh from South Africa, Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi alayhi, when he passed away in the haram. But all his life, Allah, 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 his adhkar, his ash'ar, his majalis, he was made to Sheikh Hakim Akhtar rahimahullah ta'ala. You know, if you love someone and always you sing their praises, then you will be also called in their presence, in their city. Baytullah, what better death than dying the mataf? Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In a hadith Qudsi, so hadith Qudsi is that hadith where the meaning has been inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the words are from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In simple terms, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inni harramtu al-dhulma ala nafsi. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. I have made oppression, injustice, haram upon myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon himself. Usually we talk about what's haram for us. Do we ever wonder what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon himself? Dhulm, injustice. Then he says, that وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا, I have also made it haram for humanity. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. Do not oppress, do not wrong one another. Then he goes into saying, كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ. Lengthy hadith, I will translate parts of it. That every single one of you is astray, illa man hadaytuhu, except for whom I give guidance. Fastahduni ahdikum, seek guidance from me and I will guide you. We are all astray. We need guidance. Our guide is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Clothing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, all of you are naked. Illa man kasawtuhu fastaksuni aksukum. Kullukum ja'un illa man at'amtuhu fastat'imuni utlimkum. We are all hungry. Our feeder, our sustainer, the one who gives us risk is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil layli wal nahar, wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a. The ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never become despondent. You sin day and night. Allah is saying, Allah acknowledges the fact that humanity will sin. إِنَّكُمْ تُخْتِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Not to worry, I will forgive you. Forgiveness is with me. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. I seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. We need something, we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ قَامُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ فَسَأَلُونِي فَأَعْطَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَتَهُ ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخية إذا أدخل البحر. If the first of you and the last of you, the first jinn and the last jinn, all of you stand in one plane, one land, and every human being ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his needs in his own language, in his own method and way, some crying, some begging, some just being casual. And Allah says, and I was to fulfill the need of every human being, it will not decrease my treasures, even to the extent that when we see a needle that is dipped into the sea and ocean, and the water that comes on it, the drop, nothing will go away from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ. It's our actions. And I am counting them. And then I will give you reward or punishment accordingly. Allah doesn't do zulm. We started off with, Allah doesn't do zulm. He has made haram upon himself oppression. Over here he says that, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ. That it is your actions I am looking at. And you'll be awarded accordingly or punished accordingly. So a person who finds good in his accounts, he should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. And if he finds anything other than good actions, then he himself is to blame. Every salah, we started off with Fatiha, we end, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي ظُلْمًا كَثِيرًا وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Again, we are acknowledging that it is myself who has wronged my own self. Allah doesn't do dhulm. We are responsible for our own actions. We have time. Finish up. Okay. So, ظلم. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي. That we acknowledge the fact that we are doing oppression upon ourselves, and Allah is the one who will forgive. So, first, coming back to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, this is our topic for today. Only this much we need to understand. What is our kalima? We go to maktab, first kalima, tayyibah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. What does it mean? It means that our love, our yaqeen, everything should be, our creator is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are responsible to him and no one else. And then just touching on, and we conclude over here, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our messenger. He is our uswatun hasana. Allah says in the Quran regarding Ibrahim, he is uswatun hasana. And he says for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is also uswatun hasana. The role model for us. Our role model is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No TikToker, no person on Instagram, no one on Facebook, no one on any other social media, no footballer. Our role model is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life is the life we have to follow. And what a person was he? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made, he went through everything. Nabi, why is he Uswatun Hasana? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through every difficulty, every trial that a human being could comprehend. I don't have time to go into the examples, but I will quickly mention some of the faqr, poverty he went through. He comes to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's house and says, Hal indakum shayun, do you have anything to eat? They say, no. Ana idhan sa'imun, then I am fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him rich. A person who newly accepted Islam comes, liman hadha al-wadi, that for who does this valley belong to? He says, well, look, it is for you. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was tested through power and strength. He enters Makkah al-Mukarrama and he says, idhabu fa antum at-tulaqa, all of you are free today. He is tested through what? He is tested through being a yatim himself. Lost his father before he was born. Lost his mother when he was young. He went through the... he was tested through his daughters, through his own son, who passed away in his life, Ibrahim. He was tested through the divorces of his two daughters. One of the biggest difficulty and psychological challenge a person faces in his life is the divorce of his children, especially the daughters. Two of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's daughters were divorced. And finally, he went through one of the greatest difficulties and dabba, a stain a person can ever have. His wife was accused of zina. Imagine in our community today, someone walks, his wife is not a good woman. How would you feel? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was tested through every possible scenario which a person will go through in his life. Why? So he can be he can tick all the boxes for us to be the true role model. To conclude, this effort of da'wat and tabligh is this effort to understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, to recognize our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to follow the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And no man over here claims that he is perfect before Allah. We are all on a journey. There will be people over here who only do Jumu'ah. Nothing wrong. Yes, of course, it's accountability, but this is your starting point. What is disliked in Sharia? That has been very beautifully put by a poet. He says, شَبَابٌ كُنَّعٌ لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِمْ. That those youngsters who are content with their life, there is no good in them. We are not talking about contentment in terms of dunya, we're talking contentment in terms of deen. There is no contentment in deen. From 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 salah, then inshallah Jumu'ah, then inshallah every salah in the masjid. There's goals we can put in place. Then waburika, the person who has been truly blessed is who? The youngsters who are ambitious, who are not content. Contentment in matters of deen is a disease. It's a disease for the Muslims. If a youngster is ambitious, is willing to work, he will go a long way. بَصُرْتُ بِالْرَاحَةِ الْكُبْرَى فَلَمْ أَرَهَا تُنَالُ إِلَّا عَلَى جِسِّمْ مِنَ التَّعَابِ. A poet says, and we conclude here inshallah, he says that I searched for الْرَاحَةُ الْكُبْرَى, for peace and contentment, the greatest level of peace. And he says, فَلَمْ أَرَهَا, I didn't find it. But he says, I found it where? He says, تُنَالُ إِلَّا عَلَى جِسْرٍ مِنَ التَّعَابِ, on the bridge of tiring oneself. Making an effort, going out of your comfort zone. This is where a person will reach الرَّاحَةُ الْكُبْرَى. الرَّاحَةُ الْكُبْرَى for the Muslims is what? What is the greatest comfort we will have? Jannah. And Jannah is not easy. If we want Jannah, then we have to struggle in this worldly life. We have to come out of our comfort zone. We will have to go out of our comfortable masajid. And sometimes go to areas. I remember when we were spending our 40 days and 3 days in Jamaat, and we would go to certain areas. I remember one tashkeel, we went to 40 days. Our Amir Sahib had to take a shower in cold water. Mansfield, that time. But nowadays, mashallah, you have everything, all the comfort. The areas you go, alhamdulillah, the masajid are well built now. Most of the masajid, by the way, anyway. But when we were spending time, and even before as the elders, there was so much sacrifice. Sometimes even we went to a masjid in Leeds. On purpose, the heating was turned off in the cold winter month. So what we are asking today, my friends, is that, alhamdulillah, we have the holidays coming. And you know, there is no better way than spending your holiday in Jamaat. And I say that with certainty. Why? Because when we ask the youngsters, what did you do in your holidays? I slept till 12. Played PlayStation in the night until 1 in the morning. There is no tartib. I am busy. We say I am busy. Reality is no one is busy if you have holidays. You can make time. The tashkil is for 5 days. So alhamdulillah, there is a jamaat, or jamaats will be going out from every masjid in Batley, mashallah, are making effort. And we have had jor in every masajid. So jamaat, mashallah, 5 days is from the 2 weeks you have. The 14 days you have. 5 days is not a big ask. I encourage every youngster to make intention. If you are not sure whether your parents will allow you, at least give your name today, then speak to your parents. But spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give your names, inshallah. Come, brothers, bismillah.
Who's ready, inshallah? One must pretend. 24th of December.
Is that when the Jamaats are going out?
Yeah,
24th.
And inshallah, 26th.
24th and 26th, inshallah. 5 day Jamaat. You know, all the youngsters are free. All of you. Anyone who is in year 11, or he is in college, or university, I'm sure you can give 5 days, inshallah. And for the parents, if you have teenagers, those who meet the age of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then give their names forth. You make the intention and speak to your children. Don't be shy. Just make the intention, inshallah. We want youngsters to stand up, please. Anyone who has made intention before, you can renew your intentions again. If you can't make it for full 5 days, go for 3 days. I'm sure the brothers will be able to accommodate, inshallah. MashaAllah. Stand up, brother. Come, 3 days, 5 days. Sometimes you write your name for 3 days and inshallah you'll end up spending 5 days. We see people in the world who go for 40, they don't return until they've completed 4 months. So 24th and 26th when the Jamaats are going out. Don't be shy, brothers. Give your names, inshallah. Let's make one naqad jamaat, inshallah. Seriously, youngsters, there is nothing. You know, what better environment than the environment of the masjid? You're listening to Fadail Amal. You may get a mudhakra from the imam of the local masjid in the community you go to. You'll be able to socialize with your friends.
Whoever's ready from 24th or 26th, for whatever time, inshallah. Whether it be 3 days, 5 days.
Just give your names, brothers. Bismillah. 3 days, 5 days.
Comes up to what date? 24th.
MashaAllah, we have some youth standing up. Year 11s, people in college, university. Give your names now, inshallah.
Ashraf.
There is nothing to lose. You will only gain.
When are you ready from?
26.
What's your name?
Hussein.
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, a lot of youngsters are standing up. Come on. Encourage your friends as well, inshallah.
24th.
Seriously, youngsters, this is from the heart. You will be doing nothing productive in the holidays. Unless you're preparing for your exams, if you have any.
24th, yeah. 24th. Who else is ready from the 24th, inshallah? We saw 40 days from the 24th. MashaAllah.
24th of December.
24th, 3 days, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah, Arbaaz. What's your name again? G? Hafiz Ismail. 24th. 26th. I'm losing. 26. G, what's your name?
Z,
26. Ismail, 24. Who else is ready? MashaAllah. Hafsam, what's your intention?
26. 3 days.
26?
Three days.
Hafiz Abdullah Hajat. What's your name? Khalil. Jin. Zain. What date? 26, yeah? Zain. Can I ask for a surname? Zain Crowley, yeah?
Let's give your names, inshallah. Come on, 3 days, 5 days, whatever you can.
Muhammad Daji. Muhammad Daji. Anzar Sun, yeah? Muhammad Daji. 24th, 26th? Inshallah. Who else is ready? Rest of his life. Ismail and Muhammad. Ismail Mutala Muhammad Patel.
With every Jamaat, we need some responsible people as well. So, of course, if the responsible brothers can also renew their intentions, and the elderly within the community, if they can also go with the. It makes a good Jamaat. So if the Jamaat can also have one on the request of our brothers, an alim, can inshallah also. We can, of course, we don't tashkil the ulama, but of course, it would be nice to have. Mawlana Ilyas Ramtullah Alayhi's wish that every Jamaat should have one scholar. You know, the 3 days, 5 days, it makes a huge difference. The youngsters will connect with the ulama. They will learn the masail once they are there. Hafiz of the Quran, then also help with tajweed and other halaqat in the Jamaat, inshallah.
Who else is ready, inshallah? If he's ready, let him stand up and make intention. Sajid, are you ready?
You know, a person shouldn't be...
Break the backbone of shaitan. Go on, Sajid, mashallah. Sajid Pathan. 26th or 24th. Who else is ready, inshallah?
MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
Ismail Bhai, yes? Anzla and Father Ismail Bhai. See, who else is ready?
3 days every month and 40 days on the first year.
24th or 26th?
24th.
Inshallah. Kamran Ramzan.
Inshallah, 24th.
Not the 25th anymore.
21st.
Oh, 24th or 21st? 24th. Ismail. Yusuf Gaswala.
First and easy, Ramadan.
And anything in the December holidays?
Inshallah, 3 days.
Inshallah. So Suleiman Mutala. Brothers, who else is ready, inshallah? If there's anyone near you and they're feeling that they need to go out, you know, give them a bit of encouragement, talk to them, inshallah. Give them a little push.
I'm going loud.
Brothers, anybody else? Anybody leaning against the wall, looking backwards? They want to go as well? Anybody else, inshallah? Who else is ready? MashaAllah, we should make intention to give our whole life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Mustafa was saying earlier, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, your life and your wealth, or your wealth and your life. So my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying a part of it or a little bit of it. He's saying our whole life should be given. So who here makes intention to give their whole life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everybody making that intention.
Inshallah.
Everybody stand up and inshallah make intention that I'm going to give my life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's standing up, inshallah? Stand up. We won't write no names. Everybody stand up, inshallah. We give our whole life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept everybody, inshallah. So now we've got, mashallah, a couple of jamaats here ready. So what we're going to do, inshallah, is that in the next
if you can please listen quietly.
In the next few days, inshallah, we're going to meet these brothers and make some jamaats around these people as well. And if there's anyone else who's been left out, inshallah, we can put their names down as well, remind them and encourage them as well. Do dua for them. Do dua for each other. And the amazing thing is that now what will happen is shaitan will put many hindrances in front of us and many things will come along. And you know, by the time we get home, a few obstacles will be put in the place as well. So we make dua, we be firm on our intention, inshallah, because it's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not to show anybody. This standing up, it wasn't to show anybody. It's only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these 3 days, 5 days, whatever we're going to spend is only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That deen comes into my life and the whole of mankind, inshallah. So, Amir Sahib, is there anything else? So, alhamdulillah, a couple of brothers are going on the 24th of December from here for 40 days as well, inshallah. MashaAllah, our Amir Sahib by Anwar Daji and MashaAllah Yasin Haja. These two brothers are going out for 40 days on the 24th of December. We're requesting more brothers to get ready as well with these brothers. Who else could get ready for 40 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who else could get ready? Can anyone here stand up now and say, inshallah, I'm going to try to get ready for 40 days on the 24th of December? Anybody ready for 40 days, inshallah? Who else is ready, inshallah? Give your names. Anybody 40 days? So we made intention for our whole life. Inshallah, 40 days, 4 months is a small portion of it now. Who's ready for 40 days? MashaAllah. What's your name? Look at this. Khalid. Ji? Khalid. 40 days, inshallah. Ji?
3 days.
3 days. You're going for 3 and dad's going for 40, inshallah. SubhanAllah, discount. Khalid, yeah, write your name, inshallah, for 3 days. Who else is ready for 40 days, inshallah, brothers? Let's make a full jama'ah. For 40 days. MashaAllah, Suleiman's ready in Ramadan for some time as well. Who else is ready for 40 days? Well, brother, the delay is on your side now. Food will probably be getting cold as well. Who's ready, inshallah, for 40 days? So we're going to go home, do some mashara, inshallah, that we can go out for 40 days soon as well. Inshallah.
JazakAllah. Just before we make the final dua, just everybody's attention, please, inshallah. Just come forward, inshallah. Just focus again, inshallah. Brothers who are sitting, inshallah, focus, inshallah. Come forward. Alhamdulillah, all the intentions have been made for whatever amount of time. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept us all again and again. for the services of his deen, inshallah. The brothers who have wrote their names for the dates, etc., please get in contact with any of the brothers around you know. If you don't know anybody, then obviously you can approach any of the Imam Sahib in the masjid as well. Whilst we're eating as well, we can go over that I've made intention to go for 3 days, for 5 days, whatever, inshallah. Talk about this amongst whilst we're eating and enjoy the food as well, mashallah. And the food is there, mashallah, waiting. Enjoy the food. At the same time, inshallah, talk over with everybody, inshallah. Everyone ready, inshallah? And one final request, that if everybody here, just say there's over 100 people here, if everybody at least makes one intention that today is the 15th of December, and by the 24th or by the 26th, 9 days' time or 11 days' time, every one of us make an intention that with me, if I'm going out in Allah's path, I will get somebody else ready as well. Everybody make intention, inshallah. If we can't go, then we get somebody else ready, inshallah. Then Allah Ta'ala will take us as well, inshallah, yeah? Jazakallah, inshallah. So time for food as well now, inshallah. Just finally, brothers are requested, inshallah, humbly to come forward, inshallah, and we make the dua and then go for food. Jazakallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسول محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نستعينك على طاعتك اللهم إنا نستعينك على طاعتك اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة إنك تعلم خائنة الأعين ما تخفي الصدور اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه عبدك نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.